Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Okay, sir, your garage is clean.
You're disgusting. Disgusting garage.
Well, I'll be. It's like Mary Poppins swept through here.
We aim to please. Now, you mentioned you'd pay in cash.
Never been so happy to part with it in my life. Your parents should be very proud of you two. Here you go.
This is $5.
For a job well done. Don't spend it all in one place now.
Are you kidding? We spent the entire day going through your nasty, filthy, hoardery.
This is so generous, sir. Thank you. Enjoy your garage. Come on, Casey. Let's just be on our way.
On our way to where? Thanks to this old cheapskate.
Casey.
Hey, maybe we could use this crumbled up fiver and hop on a bus to, I don't know, the next town over in Minnesota.
Yep. Thanks again, sir. Appreciate the opportunity.
Have a lovely day, yeah.
We should take his wallet. Or his car. Or his wallet and his car.
We're not stealing anything.
He stole from us! A part of my soul died in that garage.
Relax, Casey. We got what we needed.
How?
Pretty sure I have all the parts I need to fix Hovey.
Really? So we can hoverboard to Florida?
I can hoverboard to Florida. You wanna come? You gotta finish your story. Tell me why you came to Alaska.
The headmaster sent me.
The headmaster of Elixir Academy?
No, the headmaster of Hogwarts. Yes, of course, Elixir. Look, a few weeks ago, Brinley and I saw a boat offshore. She thought it was your dad coming to rescue her. Spoiler alert, it was not. So these farmy guys...
Fake army?
Of course you understand Bryn speak. Anyway, Jude. You met him on the tour? He saved us. And then the island went on lockdown.
They sealed it off.
Everyone was ordered back to their rooms. Everyone but me. I was escorted to the office for a mission. They promised to give me the one thing I wanted most.
We're sending you on an off-campus assignment.
To where?
Juneau, Alaska. If you do as you're told, we can arrange for Mila's return. You'll embed yourself with the Anders family and wait for orders from a woman named Delphine.
A robot named Delphine.
Didn't know that part. All I knew was that she would help me with my mission.
What was the mission exactly?
To keep you and your family in Juneau. And as far away from Brinley and Elixir Key as possible. No matter what it took.
Like, setting up my parents at the courthouse? So the child catchers could catch them?
I didn't know that was going to happen.
Right, you were totally innocent, did nothing wrong.
Well, not totally. There is this one other thing I did.
How bad is it?
Not sure. It's about your friend, Bruce.
Hey, Bird. What you doing out here?
Hey, Bruce. What's new?
Not much. but you seem off.
You're one to talk.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm worried about my family.
Me too.
Bruce, remember before you asked about the mess out here?
Yeah?
You're the one who caused it. Badger and I, we saw you smashing things like you were really mad.
Oh. Yeah, I know that. I was frustrated because I couldn't find your parents. I just had to let off some steam, you know?
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should all just hit the road, retrace every step, follow every lead until we find them.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, I'm the only member of my family left here. Just little old Birdie the baby. The world thinks that Holiday Corp is in a spiral, that it'll fall apart without my parents, and I need to show them that we're still strong and solid and good. We spent so much of my childhood running. From Angelica Graves, the child catchers, from Holiday's past, from you, I mean, Adam.
Birdie.
This time, I don't run. This time I represent, I stand my ground. Do you understand why I need to do that, Bruce? You with me?
You know, I should head back in. 6 minute nap time.
Yeah. Happy nappy, V.
You're okay, Bruce. Whatever is happening to you, you can fight it. You're stronger than this.
Jude and Penn are my friends. You can trust them, Casey.
It's not about trust, Brinley. I told you, it's Penn. I think he's the one.
The one what?
The one I was looking for. He has abilities.
Like abilities? Or something worse?
I don't know. And I don't think the headmaster really knows how to harness those powers either. But I believe Penn has something to do with the electromagnetic anomaly I detected near the island.
That might explain why he causes your memory issues.
Yeah.
From what I could tell in that auditorium, the headmaster was hoping to amplify his abilities by connecting him to a power boost.
Enter Casey! The battery.
What you saw? It wasn't the first time they tried the experiment.
Casey, do you really believe that Penn is that dangerous?
Not on purpose, but yeah, very.
Oh, terrific. Shouldn't we let him know? Maybe we can make him, I don't know, use his powers for good?
That's cute, but he doesn't know how to control them. And take it from me, that's a recipe for disaster.
So that swirly thingy we saw down in the auditorium, that was Penn?
With my help.
I stopped it midway, before it got too big, right? But it sucked Kazu in anyway. I mean, if it got any bigger, it could take out
everything.
What did you do to Bruce? You didn't—
Have him go full Adam, or whatever that means? No. At least, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Do you know how dangerous Adam was?
My orders were to find a way to turn him back on. That's all. Ooh, I am so glad that's off my chest. I feel like a million bucks. We good?
No! We are not good! Casey, you went out of your way to destroy my family.
I had my reasons, Cyrus. I just told you.
Yeah, selfish ones. And quite frankly, I've had enough of people putting my family in danger by pretending to be someone they're not.
So you don't forgive me? Oh well.
No, I don't forgive you. I don't even like you, Casey, and I cannot wait until we go our separate ways and you are no longer a part of my life.
Wow. Okay then. See you never, I guess. Just take this $5 and just go home.
But I won't abandon you. Not here or now.
Oh yeah? Then when?
I don't know. But if you continue to cooperate to fix everything you and Delphine and the headmaster have broken...
You'll help me find Mila?
Yeah. But just remember, we're partners, temporarily. That doesn't make us friends or anything.
Hear you loud and clear. Is that... Huffy's working! You did it?
This time, I drive. Only me.
Okay. But don't hog the board.
Elixir key, here we come. And I'm not leaving without Brinley.
I know what that swirly thing was. The thing Penn created. I remember.
Wait, Remy, are you saying you have your memory back?
Not exactly.
Then how do you know?
I just do. It's a portal. I'm pretty sure it's how I ended up here.
And maybe all the other kids, too.
They're coming through portals that Penn opens.
But coming from where?
What is that?
The ground is shaking.
Hold on to something.
What the heck was that?
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.